Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First, rebels create chaos in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Hear how it's affecting believers in just a moment. Then later, you can help outreach teams do more in Lebanon. We'll explain what we mean at the end of today's program. But we'll begin today in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where ISIS has claimed the attacks 2 weeks ago that resulted in the deaths of more than 80 Christians and the closure of several churches. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says a recent podcast guest shared this story with him.
Two men were approached by the ADF. They were asked, "Are you Christian or Muslim?" One of the men said, "I'm a Christian," and was instantly executed. The other man then said, "Oh, I'm a Muslim." And then they asked him, quote, some verses from the Quran. They asked him about Ramadan and when had it ended, and wanted to try to suss out, was he legitimately a Muslim or was he just saying he was a Muslim because he had watched his Christian friend be executed?
With more than 100 jihadist rebel groups creating unrest, there's concern that the persecution of Christians will get even more targeted as it gets worse. Pray urgently.
As we see radical Islam moving further and further south down the continent of Africa, and we see more and more countries being swept up and Christians in more and more places facing this challenge, I think it's our duty as fellow members of the body of Christ to know what's happening to them, to be able to pray for them effectively and knowledgeably, and also to be able to stand with them, to be able to serve them in their time of need.
Next, artificial intelligence is being used more in deaf ministry. However, there are technical aspects that make it challenging. AI pulls material from many sources to generate new content. However, Rob Myers with Door International explains that online information is limited for many sign languages. Myers says,
"You also have this issue that the technical complexity, just if you're looking at raw computing power, sign languages are a lot more technically complex than written or spoken languages. Even if you just consider how many megabytes it takes to send a video through email versus a picture or a bunch of text through an email, obviously a video is much more complex."
This complexity means more people are needed to proof. However, despite the limitations, AI could potentially aid Bible translation work in more dangerous communities for Christians. For example, rather than identifying a real person on a video, AI could generate an avatar.
But another way that it's being dealt with is a program through a partner organization that actually uses a technology that's a little bit like deepfake. There's a project connected to Wycliffe called Chameleon that uses special cameras and does real-time avatar generation. So that's one way that this has been dealt with.
The uses are promising, but AI is still very new. Please pray that Door would have wisdom in how best to use AI to further the gospel. Finally, Life on Life Ministry has far-reaching impact in Lebanon. When families in need receive consistent aid and friendship from ministry staff, Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon says,
"Many of them choose to take this relationship of trust that has been built between Heart for Lebanon and them to the next level and start asking questions."
Questions about why they do what they do open the way for staff to share the hope of Christ. Then, they invite families to study the Bible together. Melke says these Bible studies are the ministry's best way
to have this conversation taken out away from politics and religion into faith in Christ and Christ alone.
Each week, more than 1,200 adults are part of different Bible studies. Five church communities have sprung out of these studies and discipleship classes as well. It's exploding, and you can play a part in it. In the next 2 years, Heart for Lebanon's looking to triple their team's outreach capacity, which calls for greater logistical and financial resources.
Let's also pray that God will keep giving us more and more leaders. The needs are huge. We are only touching the surface here. The people are thirsty and hungry for the truth.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.